You know that business strategy that's supposed to be quote unquote duplicatable, but yet you have people or maybe even yourself struggling with it? Then it might not be duplicatable. Hey, beautiful. My name is Yolanda Latham, and I am obsessed with all things business and mom life and helping you navigate your crazy life to that freedom that you desire. I'm a small-time mom who's currently having a full-time education career, growing a six-figure business, and on my way to reaching that financial and time freedom that I've desired for many, many years. I'm going to show you the inside look of what it's like growing a business and being a working mom. And I'm not going to stray away from the real talk. Heck no. Money, hardship, growth, anything that you can think of when it comes to being a full-time career mom, we're going to talk about it. So think of this as your lunch date with your BFF. So pull up your seat, grab a drink, and get ready to be unapologetically you. Hello, beautiful. I'm so excited that you are here. I hope that you are staying warm for those of you that are battling the snowpocalypse that is happening. I live in Texas, and they are seeing temperatures, and they are seeing weather they have not seen since 1989, and everybody is freaking out. My husband is from Texas, and he is freaking out about it, but I am from Northern Indiana, and I'm like, it's just a normal winter. The only difference is it's going to last for a week, whereas ours lasts for months, but and all good. I hope each and every one of you are safe and you are warm. Please reach out to me if there's anything that you need regarding anything, and I will see what I can do to help you out. All right, let's get into today's topic. So recently I've been hearing and seeing on Facebook the word duplicatable. Like, I have a duplicatable system. It's absolutely amazing. If you want to find success, you need to find the system. Or, hey guys, like tell your recruits or your potential recruits that we have an awesome duplicatable system and that anybody can find success. But then we find people that are not finding success. So here's my little story here. I started in network marketing in January 2019 because I was struggling with a lot of things in my life. And one of the aspects I was struggling with was postpartum depression. So I needed something that I could work on, even if it was just for 10 minutes a day, to help me feel like I was being successful in something in my life again. At that time, I felt like I was a horrible mom. We were struggling financially, so I was working my full-time teaching career. And then I was working at a bridal store for 4 to 5 days the week. And a lot of times it was all day Saturday and most of the day Sunday. So I was working like 7 days a week, and I wasn't home much with my 4-month-old baby or my husband. And so that's why I decided to go network marketing, to do something that was by myself and that I could feel successful with, and also to help with some financial aspects of it. But one of the things that had caught me then was the word duplicate. And a friend of mine was messaging me. She's like, hey, I think you'd be super successful in this. We have a great duplicatable system, so it would work with your crazy schedule that you have. Because she knew that I worked like 5,000 jobs. Not really that many. But she knew that I had worked many, many jobs and side hustles and stuff in order to just stay afloat and to fix all that bad, poor financial decisions that I had made years prior to it. And that was one of the things that had attracted me to my previous company, was that. But when I joined that previous company, I struggled. I did not find the success that I was looking for. And I was there for 2 years. And at first, my goal was just to help with my postpartum depression, and that it did. I found my confidence again. I found that I was feeling happier. I was actually able to get off of my antidepressants that I was on at that time. And I was feeling successful then. But then when I started realizing, like, hey, this could really be a great moneymaker, and I can get out of this debt and this financial struggle I am if I can really pump it into gear. So I started asking questions, because the duplicatable system that I was told to have, like, wasn't really set in place. Like, I didn't have an area to go and to do trainings on my own time. I had to ask questions and then wait for the response or wait for a time to be set up and, or watch other people and things of that sorts. And I was getting a little bit frustrated with it. And then I was getting frustrated when, I was told, like, oh, just keep doing it. Like, it's just a numbers game. Keep going, keep going. Like, just keep doing this and you're going to be successful. Well, about a year and a half ago, so about 6 months into my first company, they had announced the incentive trip for March of 2020. And I was so excited about it because it actually was going to be the week of my spring break. And I knew, like, oh, that'd be so cool to go to Cabo for spring break. And it'll just be me. And it's what I really needed. Hubby can take care of Graceland for a little bit. You know, I can spend some girl time. Like, it'd be great. And looking at it, I was like, man, I can actually get this. Like, this doesn't seem like that hard to in order to achieve this trip. And when they launched that, one of the leaders in the company decided to make a Facebook group. Essentially was like a giant, like, running partner. Like, join this group and do these things and everybody should be successful. And again, when she went live, like, this system is duplicatable. And if you just apply every single step and you do every single thing, you will find success and you will make it to this trip and you will find growth and blah, 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 all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I need to do. Yeah, I'm going to keep working on it and I'm going to do everything she said. And she actually made this huge document. Like, if they say this, copy and paste this. If they say this, do copy, paste this. If they say this, copy, paste this. If this suggest, blah, blah, blah. And it was just like a book. And I thought it was great. Like, yes, this is what helps me. That way, when I have a question, I can just reference to it real quick and not wait for anybody. And I did that for 6 months. And through that 6 months, I did not get the trip to Cabo, which made me really sad. I did not grow in my business. I was actually stayed steady in my business. So I guess that could be a good thing. And I was like, man, this system really isn't duplicatable, or I'm doing something wrong and there's like a misconnect somewhere. So I reached out to her. And I said, hey, I did everything that you have written here. I've watched every one of your training lives. And it didn't work with me. Like, would you mind just sitting down with me and going over it and kind of finding where the disconnect can be? And the only response I got from her was, no, it's because you're not working hard enough. This girl has never in her life, we weren't Facebook friends, never talked at all. And she immediately was like, no, it's because you're not working hard enough. And at that moment, I was like, how dare you tell me, somebody who is working a 9-to-5 job, more than that, actually, because I'm a teacher, and so I work longer than 9-to-5. Work weekends. My husband's working multiple jobs. How dare you tell me I'm not working hard enough? Like, I had all the proof to show I did everything she did in her system. And then I saw live later that day how she said, if you're implementing this right, this system is duplicatable, and it's success. And I was like, okay, whatever. And that's actually the time where I started looking for other, not necessarily other companies, but looking for other types of business strategies in order to be successful. And I started researching things because I would ask lots of questions. And essentially, in the end, it was the same answers. Like, you're just not working hard enough. Like, just keep doing it. It's a numbers game. Like, one day you're going to bloom and you're going to be the creeper. And I'm like, this is not working. And so I stumbled upon some strategies where I'm like, yeah, I like these strategies. Yeah. And I applied them. And within a month, I saw a lot more success than I had in like a year of my business. And I started talking about it. But then I kept getting told by people in my previous company, like, that's not going to work. That's stupid. Don't do that. That's not the right way to do it. And so then I stopped. So again, in 1 month, I was getting more business growth than I did in a year. And because I was listening to people who were successful in the business, that their systems were duplicatable. Their systems were working, and I just had to apply them correctly, and I just had to work hard enough. I stopped doing what was successful for me. And then eventually, I left that company because I was very frustrated. And one of the things that I brought up in my when I moved to my new company, my current company, was like, I like this system. I want to do this system. And they were like, yeah, do that system. That'd be great. I'd love to learn from you. And then when I sat down for a coaching call and I brought it up, it kind of was brought up that I shouldn't be doing those systems. So I stopped because I was like, you know what? Yeah, they're very successful. And they're in this new company just like a couple weeks before me. And they've already like advanced like 5 ranks. And so sure. And I'm finding that the exact same system that I hated is, again, not working for me. So I started asking a question to some other friends that I have that are not in my niche, but in other companies with different products, different niches, and asking them, like, if they felt like the system that they are being taught is duplicatable. And every single person said no. So then I started thinking, like, okay, I am a 6th grade math teacher. I'm currently a 6th grade math teacher. Absolutely love it. And I teach kids who are from gifted and talented, known as GT, to kids who are in a 1st grade math level and cannot read. All right. I love each and every one of my babies. Each and every one of my babies work really, really hard. And I know that they're going to find success and growth. But I cannot teach my student who is on a 1st grade math level the same way I teach my student who is on a 8th grade math level or a college level math level. Just like in adults in the business world, your strategy that is successful for you does not mean it is successful for everybody that you teach it to. And it took me 2 years. I actually just realized that 2 weeks ago that duplicatable systems do not mean that you have one strategy that is successful for everybody. And that one duplicatable system is going to make everybody reach their goals and reach their dreams. Because I'm going to tell you right now, coming from somebody who has a college degree, somebody who has traveled the world, somebody who is, I mean, I think I'm smart, but anyway, it does not work for everybody. And we need to stop telling people, I have a duplicatable system for you. Like, this duplicatable system will work for everybody. Because reality is that a true duplicatable system means that you have branches that meets everybody's strengths and that helps grow everybody and meets them where they are at. So I absolutely love doing my podcast. I absolutely love L-O-V-E, not the bird, but the heart. I love doing lives. I love producing those types of content. And I've been trying to encourage a friend of mine to go live, and she will not do it. And I realize that is where I am failing her as a leader, because even though I love going live and that is what works for me, she does not like going live, and that might not be a system that works for her. So I went back and I looked at this quote-unquote duplicatable system that I was told in my new company that we have, and is it being successful? And I realized it's actually the same strategies as in my previous company. And I reevaluated, how can I be a better leader? And I realized I need to create systems that are duplicatable and meet everybody that's at systems, plural. That's how you create something that's duplicatable, is you meet where everybody's at. And one thing I do have to say, I absolutely love about my team that I'm on and my leadership chat that I'm in, is that we are currently working on videos to put into a hub. So that way, if somebody has a question, we can just say, hey, here's a video for it. Because one thing that I tried to do my previous company with my team is whenever they had a question, like I would take time and explain it to them. And then I realized I wasn't having time to reach my goals. Whereas I could take that as a video. And this actually came from a friend of mine, take a video answering that question. And then when they have that question, be like, here's this video. Like, if you have any more questions, let me know. And that saved me so much time when I started doing that. And then I dropped it, and now I'm going to start doing it again. But if you are feeling like you are not being successful from this duplicatable system, odds are it's not the correct system for you. And you're going to end up getting more frustrated. You're going to end up wanting to quit, or before you even quit, like not even working hard for it and then quitting because it's not working for you. My suggestion would be to be open about it. And if you are a leader, if someone comes to you and says, this is not working, do not tell them, first of all, that they are unsuccessful or that they are not working hard enough or that they are not implementing it enough. Because you are not being a good leader then. You need to meet them where they are. Why is it not doing it? Let's try this strategy. And if that's not a strategy that you are comfortable with, find somebody who's being successful with that strategy and say, hey, can this person work? Can you work with this person? Can you help this person out? And if you go to your upline and they are not willing to do that, go and take the initiative to find somebody, whether they're in your company or not. Find somebody to help you be successful. Find somebody using the strategies and using the systems that you think will work for you and have them help you. I guarantee you, when you find your tribe, when you find those people are willing to help you, you're going to be successful. You're even more than welcome to send me an email or send me a message, and I will help you the best way that I can. I am currently working on creating units, video units. Like, so you can go at your own pace. Because one thing I've learned as a teacher is that everybody needs to go at their own pace in order to learn. And I'm not mean being lazy, but going at that, when you get that first concept, moving on to the next concept. Because that's how I am. I'm in trainings right now and masterminds. I absolutely love that they're not like, day one, do this. But like, this training here, apply this when you're ready, go on to the next one. And that's what I'm currently working on, is creating a training system for my team to help them be successful. Because I want to create a duplicatable systems the best that I can to help each and every person who comes to me and wants help and wants to reach their goals to become successful. If that is not in video marketing or podcasting or any other content that I absolutely love and that I'm learning in, that is okay. I want to make sure I have the resources for those to be successful, for those who don't want to do that. And I'm encouraging you to reevaluate your duplicatable system and see if there's other things in there that you can add, whether it's your strengths or somebody else's strengths, to help your team, to help your business. Now, this is for network marketing. I understand that, but that can go for anything. I have been in corporations that I've worked in. I actually worked in a real estate office. And what worked for one real estate agent did not work for the other real estate agent. But they did not bash each other for doing their different types of systems. And those who were mentors to others, like, they were willing to adjust. If they are willing to adjust and willing to help their people grow, why can't we help our downlines grow? Why are we not willing to adjust for them? Be open-minded. Help them grow. Meet them where they are. Know their strengths and weaknesses. If you are interested in working with me, currently my website is down. But feel free to send me an email at yolandalatham.com. That's Yolanda at Yolandalatham.com. Send me an email there. I would love to video chat with you and get to know you better and see how I can help you be successful, whether that's with on my team or whether that's in your company or whether that's in your business, whatever it is. How can you be successful? That is my goal. When you win, I am cheering you on. I'm so excited for you. I also have some great things that I want to come up and working on launching in June. So please, please let me know if you want to be on the email list. Again, my website is down at the moment. So just keep an eye out to sign up for those there. Or you can send me an email. I can put you on the waiting list manually on my end. I love each and every one of you. Stay warm, and I'll talk to you later. Hey, beautiful. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you more than you know. I'm giving you a big old hug right now. If you got value out of today's episode, this is what I need you to do. Go and leave me a 5-star review so that way others know what's going on. And let me know what is it that you want to know. So you can email me at Yolanda, that's Yolanda, at Yolanda Latham, LATHAM.com. So go ahead and email me. What are some topics that you would love to hear me talk about? And if you want some free tips on business weekly, right into your inbox, go to www.yolandalatham.com/learn. Sign up for those weekly email tips. Everything that I learn, you get for free. And I've got some great things coming up this summer that you will be first to know if you're on that email list. So do not wait. Get on there. Thank you so much. I love you, and I'll see you next time.